One measure of how the Sununu family's business interests have grown since the last time a family member was governor can be seen in John H. Sununu's official portrait that hangs in the State House. A detail on that portrait is a family picture showing the Sununus, including all eight children, posing at a ski area. Back then, Waterville Valley was the family's favored vacation spot. Now the Sununus own the resort. They bought it in 2010 and made Chris CEO.
It's a whole different world than when I was growing up skiing, that's for sure, but it's awesome. It's really awesome. And skiing was just it's a great family resort, recreation activity, and we were just fans and season pass holders for a long time.
Other things have changed, too. When John H. Sununu decided not to seek a fourth term as New Hampshire's governor, he would soon become President George H.W. Bush's chief of staff. One reason he gave was low pay. And the governor's salary was fairly modest back then, as Sununu explained to C-SPAN in 1984.
What about the governor? What's the state pay you?
56 and change.
Have they raised that recently?
Yes, it was just raised with a general pay raise that the legislature voted a 9% raise last year.
An engineer and academic before he entered politics, John H. Sununu wasn't exactly poor, but with a big family, he wasn't rich either. 28 years later, the former governor appears to be doing pretty well. He's worked in finance, consulted, and sat on boards of a metal fabricator, an international telecom company, and a Canadian investment concern. And then there's the gold mine in Azerbaijan. That's Azerbaijan President Ilham Aliyev in 2009. He was speaking at the opening of Anglo-Asian Mining's Gedabek mine. John H. Sununu is there, posing for pictures and looking proprietary. As well he might, he's a company director. Based on an Anglo-Asian Mining investor prospectus from September, former Governor Sununu owns close to 10% of the company, which extracts gold, copper, and silver, a stake that translates to more than $3 million. And Asia isn't the only far-flung place where the Sununu family does business these days.
The East African region, including Kenya, Uganda, and Tanzania, has become an international hotspot for oil and gas exploration.
Former governor also chairs the board of Rift Energy, a Canadian company that's won the right to drill for oil in Kenya and is vying to do the same in Uganda. Meanwhile, two of the governor-elect's brothers, Michael, a Newfield selectman, and James, chairman of the Northampton School Board, brokered what was reported as a multi-million-dollar deal in 2015 to install 240 kilometers of water pipe for a Kenyan provincial government. By now, the Sununus, father and several of the sons, are experienced businessmen with backgrounds in finance and degrees from top schools. But Dave Leventhal with the D.C.-based Center for Public Integrity says the political capital that comes with the Sununu name also helps.
People want to do business with folks who have been in power or have had extreme access to power. People want to hire folks because of their connections, because of their knowledge of the system, whether it be regulatory or otherwise.
That certainly goes for the eldest Sununu brother.
In the Senate, I served on the Commerce Committee, and I spent a lot of time working on telecommunications policy.
That's former U.S. Senator John E. Sununu giving a 2011 TED Talk called Reinventing Political Life.
And so I knew, as I made the transition, this was now an opportunity I had to continue this work, but albeit in the private sector.
And he has, working for an industry-based broadband advocacy group, sitting on the boards of Time Warner and Boston Scientific, and advising clients at the D.C. lobbying firm Akin Gump. So all told, the Sununu family is active in mining, energy, telecom, finance, real estate, and of course, running a ski area. Waterville Valley had been Chris Sununu's purview. He was CEO until last week. When he becomes governor, he'll take on a job that will bring more responsibility and more opportunity to make the family name even bigger. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.